You are. Alrighty there. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Can you all hear me? That's better. Okay, great. I was having some confusion with mics here, but it looks like I have found the correct one, and that's okay. All right, who do we just hear? That's something new, and it's really good. It's Catherine Calder. I quite like Catherine Calder. She is from Victoria, and this is her second independent, meaning her second, like, well, solo effort is what I'm trying to say. Don't think she hasn't done other stuff, however, because she was in Immaculate Machine, which is a Mint Records band, of course, and she was in the New Pornographers, was, I'm not exactly sure what her status is there, but there you go. So Catherine Calder, her new album is called Bright and Vivid, and the song we just heard is, Write Book. It is called Write Book, and speaking of Write Books, I chose that song actually because I've been severely into reading as of late, and I have developed an obsession with Joyce Carol Oates. I'm a big Joyce Carol Oates fan, and I just finished reading her book. So let me tell you all if you want a good in-depth book that will get you so entranced and engaged and will take you out of whatever life you're in now, read We Are the Mulvaneys. It's an older book of hers. It was published back in 96, but and the setting of the book, I guess, sort of spans, it goes flashbacks back to the 50s and mostly through the 70s, though 80s as well as 90s. And it follows this family in upstate New York who, well, let's just put it this way, the family basically deteriorates. And I don't want to give away too much, but her imagery is so vivid, and my love of her just grows and grows. She's 70. Wait a second. No, she must be 75 now. She was born in 36. So depending on what time of the year, she's at least 75. And I got totally into everything of hers. Like, I've decided to watch a lot of her interviews online and read stuff about her. She's an avid jogger. She, what was of significance? Oh, I'm from Windsor, Ontario. She actually taught at the University of Windsor, where I attended for a little while, as well across the river, Detroit. She actually taught at the University of Detroit Mercy, which is where I went as well. So I find that kind of interesting. But another really good book of hers, she goes under the pseudonym sometimes as Rosamond Smith. And I read this book way back. It was one of my earlier books I read back when I got into my sort of renaissance of reading. And it's called The Barrens, and it takes place in New Jersey, which is, I think, where she lives now, because I think she's a Princeton prof. And that was amazing. The Barrens. Go read that one. If you like creepy, weird, suspenseful, kind of just really dark novels, there you go. Read The Barrens. Very crazy, very bizarre, and amazing. Okay, so there you go. That's my book review of the day. And all right, back to the music though, right? This is why we are here. The show here, this is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm your host, Anita B, in case I failed to mention that earlier. And I'm here with you all from 6:30 until 8. And Canadian music is my genre. That is what we listen to here. So let's move on and listen to some more of that, shall we? Let's hear something. We're going back a little bit, but not too far back. Let's listen to some older Arcade Fire. The album is Neon Bible. And where are we at now with Neon Bible? I'm wanting to say 2007. I think that seems about correct. Okay. Somewhere around that time. Their first album came out back in 04. Yeah, 04. This is, this is 06. And that's right. Okay, so let's hear the song. Oh, I don't know. How about Ocean of Noise? That was always the song I like. Or Neon Bible's good. Or Black Mirror. Let's hear Ocean of Noise. All right. And just give me a second here. All right. You are listening, of course, to the one and only CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This, of course, here is Neon Bible. The name of the album. Arcade Fire, Arcade Fire. Thank you.
just heard your voice ringing like a bell, as if I had a choice. Oh well, left in the morning while you were fast asleep. Violence, a world of empty streets. You got your reasons, me, I got mine. Heard your voice. Now who here among us still believes in choice? Not I. No way of knowing what any man will do. Ocean of violence between me and you. You got your reasons, and me, I got mine. Time. I'm gonna work it out.
driving along. Sun came up and I'm feeling wrong. Very soon I will be. Something's missing, and it won't let me leave. But you see, you see, you see.
I faced it. I have Alzheimer's disease.
My diagnosis has let me get on with my life my way.
The more we learned about my grandfather's dementia, the more we could face the future and make plans.
My husband, Tom, and I spoke to our doctor right away.
I have Alzheimer's, but it doesn't have me.
I faced it. So can you.
For more information about early diagnosis, visit alzheimer.ca.
Where we swam to when I was younger. I remember how you held me under. I was brand new being underwater, but I'm stronger now that I'm a father. I got worries now, weight on my shoulders about the future and how we're getting older. And it's funny now seeing you around wearing that silly frown. It doesn't suit you, and I've been kinda thinking about the simple life I wanna lead. And I've been kinda thinking about the real world you welcome me to. And our new bright time, where we treat our angels fine.
kinda thinking about the simple life.
All right, that right there was something new from Said the Whale. Now, Said the Whale are a band out of Vancouver. They are currently a four-piece, if I'm not mistaken. Let's just see. It looks like they've gone through a little bit of a lineup change, but the same two main characters who are, let's see, Ben Worcester and Tyler Bancroft. Those are the sort of driving force behind the band. And anyways, they have this EP here at the station. It's called New Brighton, and there are four songs on it, and there you go. And if you don't know about them, they're that band that play that incredibly overly catchy song that you can't get out of your head called Camila, I think that's called. All right, there we go. That right there is some new Said the Whale. My name is Anita B. This here is Sam Squanch's Hideaway, my show. I'm here until 8 o'clock. And the focus is on Canadian music. So before Said the Whale, we heard Eric's Trip. And we tripped on back down to 1996, which to me was my pinnacle year, personal year for indie rock music, especially Canadian indie rock. That was the year that so many killer bands were doing their thing. And that was kind of the year that I got heavily into indie rock. So bands such as Sloan, I mean, at that point they were on, no, they were indie, I think. Yeah. So bands like Sloan, Pluto, well, Eric's Trip, of course, is why I'm talking about this. Jail, Thrush Hermit, the list goes on and on. Plumtree, all those bands were heavily active in 96. Anyway, so, Eric's Trip, we heard from my favorite Eric's Trip album, Purple Blue, the song 16 Hours. That's such a great song. And anyways, before that, we started with Arcade Fire from their 06 album. God, now that was six years ago. Neon Bible. The song was Ocean of Noise. Oh, my God. Are we really in 2012? That's just crazy. It's nuts, 2012. Well, Happy New Year, people. This is my first show. And actually, well, it's been 2 weeks because I am only here every second week. My show alternates from 6:30 till 8 every second Wednesday with a guy named Jonathan. His show is a guy named Jonathan. That's quite the plug. No, but with Jonathan, and his show is called Shameless. He's a real sweet guy. So listen to his show next week. I took a little, sort of little hiatus there, back in the fall because I was unable to do my show due to my husband's, work issues and whatever. So this is my first real sort of typical Sam Squanch's Hideaway show in a while. And I say typical because last show I did was just, I think, before Christmas. And it was all Christmas songs. And I strayed from the format. I played some music that was not Canadian. But anyways, here we are. So Happy New Year, people. What do we have next? Oh, this is what we have. This is exciting. We have the band Gaze. Now, I haven't played Gaze in ages. And it's been far too long since our last hearing of Gaze. And Gaze. Now, this is the band Gaze, or if you're American, Gaze. It's not Gaze, as in like they're a bunch of gays. I don't know. But there is a band called The Gay, but this is just Gaze. And these guys, were three girls, actually, and they were on K Records, and I believe they put out two albums, just the nicest girls, of which one of them was Rose Melberg. So Rose Melberg was the drummer And when, then you had Megan Mallett, I think her last name was Mallett, on the bass. And then, of course, you had Miko Hoffman. That's right, Rose Malberg. Yeah, Megan Mallett. And then Miko Hoffman is the sort of lead singer guitarist. And I say sort of because Megan sang as well. And Miko is a lovely individual. I love Miko. Now, Miko and I have some things in common, mostly the fact this time slot right here, this time slot. She and I used to, how did that work? Okay, she and I used to actually alternate this time slot, except she was only here once. So she did it. Okay, I did 3 out of 4 shows, my show here, and then she did one. So she did one show, I did 3, she did one, I did whatever. Something wacky like that. I think she was like the first, like, weekday of the month or something. And just awesome. And since way back when that was happening, Miko has had a little girl. Now, I haven't talked to her in a while, so I think she might still have one child. I don't know. For all I know, she could be pregnant and having another one. Anyways, let me stop talking and let's just hear her lovely voice. She has a gorgeous voice. Not even arguably. I think the best female voice in the city of Vancouver. Yes. And we're going to hear this song. How about Seedless? Let's listen to the song Seedless. All right. This right here is from their album Mitsumiru, which, of course, as I mentioned, was on K Records. And this was their first K Records record, which was released back in 98. And I do believe they had another one. I think it was after this one. All right. So here we go. This here is Gaze, and the station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
They're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
You're never playing, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
they'll take my name. When I arrive, this place I find is never gonna be the same. I wanna find me a whole new world. I wanna sail in the sky so blue.
Crazy.
Papa, don't preach. I'm Alrighty, that was pretty awesome. That right there was a band called Woodhands, and I have played Woodhands in the past. These guys are a band out of Toronto, and they are currently consisting of Dan Werb and Paul Banwat. All right, so this is also interesting. They had lived in Vancouver prior to this, and Montreal, and then they met later on. And they are they're banned on Paper Bag Records. And what else can I tell you about them? Like I said, I've played some of their other stuff before in the past, but this was interesting. This CD that they are on, let me pop it out because it's kind of like a home jobby CD where you have a lot of info actually on the record. Oh God, or on the CD. I have all this confusion going on here. Where's Papa Don't Preach? There we go. Come on. Come on, Papa. Come on out. Is this it? Yes. It's one of those situations where bands put all the info on the actual CD itself, and then they stick it in just like a clear case. And if you're a DJ, you're like, what? What's going on? Okay. So here is what this record is. It's a compilation put out by Paper Bag Records, and it's called True Blue. And it features 9 bands covering, of course, Madonna songs. So that was Woodhands. And I'm interested in more. I think we're going to hear more from this record. I think we're going to hear The Acorn. That's another band who I happen to like. And then we'll move on over to... So The Acorn is covering the song White Heat. Now this is funny. In brackets, it says it's the Silken Lauman remix. Oh, wow, that's funny. Then we're going to hear something from Abbotsford band called You Say Party. And the song There Is Love Makes the World Go Round. All right, so let's hear those two songs next. And what else? I should tell you what else we heard. All right. Oh, yeah, Joel Plaskett. Joel Plaskett was in there before that. And we heard the song On the Rail. Let's see. Let me just double check that. On the Rail, yes. And that is a song that you can find on a bunch of his sort of outtakes, etc. A bunch of songs, I suppose, that haven't been released from 99 to 2010. And it's his own compilation. It's called Emergencies, False Alarms, Shipwrecks, Castaways, Fragile Creatures, blah, 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 etc. And yeah, our song was, looks like it was recorded back in 2009. All right. Okay, so that was Joel Plaskett. Then we heard Gaze in there with the song Seedless from their K Records album, Mitsumiru. All right, my name is Anita B. It is 7:15, and you know what I should probably do is give us the weather. All right. So weather, and I say that because, because it's important to know what the weather's like. I mean, that's everybody's affected by the weather, and everybody should know about the weather. But I also have a special interest in the weather because I happen to be a high school teacher here in the city of Vancouver, and I teach Geography 12, and I'm now, just as of today, started our unit on weather and climate. So we are talking about the Pineapple Express that we are currently experiencing, and today's lesson was all on different air masses, right? The continental polar, etc. Those kinds of things. What else did we discover today? Oh, stuff like, oh, I don't know, aspect ratio or aspect, oh, I don't know, who cares? Okay, so let's move on. You don't care about my teaching, you just want to hear the weather. So let's find out what's going on here. So according to the Weather Network, it's currently 9 degrees Celsius, and we are experiencing light rain and showers. All right. Overnight, our low is only 6 degrees. That's it, people. That's pretty, or actually 5. 5 degrees at Thursday morning. That would be it. So it's pretty warm, very warm for January. And then Thursday afternoon, we have a high of 6, again, cloudy with showers. And then it doesn't really cool down at all, does it? Friday, high of 5. But only a low, hold on, only a low of like 3, that's it. So it's not too cold. Now it looks like we get a reprieve from the rain on Saturday. So if you can hang on until Saturday, you can maybe go jogging again or do whatever you do when it doesn't rain. All right. That's your weather report. I'm Anita B. The station is CITR. 101.9 FM. Oh, and did I tell you who else we heard? Yes, I did. So I suppose we can just go on and listen to some more music. We are going to hear, as I mentioned, from the compilation entitled, True Blue from Paper Bag Records. We're going to hear the band Acorn, and then we're going to hear the cover of Madonna's by You Say Party. There we go. Now let's see. Hopefully. Okay. Here's the problem again. All this stuff is on the CD itself. Okay, I think we're good. All right. Have fun.
A cop. How do you like that, boys? A cop. And we went for it. I went for it. Treated him like a kid brother.
Get up, stand up. Put your back against the wall.
Put your back against the wall. you listening to?
London Philharmonic.
It's Venus. Venus.
Why not? We bounce signals off the moon's surface. There's no reason that Venus shouldn't radiate impulses.
I don't mean the static. Can't you hear it? The other thing?
What other thing?
Listen to it, Paul. Listen to the voice.
Hi, this is the Gearing Up Inventors. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
I left the bar. I was thirsty, and I don't drink wine. I was desperate. I needed blood. I turned to the only place I could. The only place that could possibly help me.
Hello, Canadian Blood Services.
Hello. I need some blood. A. Positive or negative, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, we're all out of A positive and negative. Would you like some O instead?
No. No, that won't do. Thank you. Good night. Save me. Save yourself. Give blood. Voluntarily.
This message was brought to you courtesy of the Canadian Blood Services and CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
Salvation, hold out central. Salvation, hold out central. Salvation, hold out central.
Right, that right there, of course, is the New Pornographers. And that comes from their, I want to say 99 or 2000, right around there, album Mass Romantic. And that was a Mint Records release. And they are no longer in Mint, but whatever. They have sort of dispersed themselves across our continent. Carl Newman is in upstate New York in Woodstock, last I heard. And as you know, Nico is, do you know where Nico is? Val is here, by the way. She's eating pizza.
I think she has a farm in Vermont.
Oh, right. Oh, that's right. So Nico Case, of course, we're talking about. She is sort of an on and off player in the New Pornographers. I guess her own huge success after the band got started sort of prohibited her to constantly tour with them, right? And so Nico Case, according to Val here, is in upstate New York, or sorry, Vermont on a farm, she thinks. And that makes sense because I was reading an article about her in some big magazine about a year ago, and I think I remembered hearing something like that. She's lived everywhere, though, like Chicago, Seattle.
Tucson.
Of course, she came up to Vancouver to study at Emily Carr, where she did get herself an art degree, so good for her. She's initially actually out of Tacoma. I love geography, so I guess geography and me and Rockstar is just...
born in Virginia.
Born in Virginia, henceforth the Virginian, the name of her album. And anyways, Val is here in the studio. Of course, that would be Val Cormier. Her show is coming on in a full 26 minutes. Her show is called Folk Oasis, and she'll be with you from 8 until 10. Then after Val, is our sex show still happening? Let's take
Sexy
a look here.
Sexy
in Van City. That runs from 10 until 11. Hosted by Caroline M. So that's always hot and steamy, I'm assuming. Woo. And then way, way later on down the clock here at 11, we have Marion. He hosts Hans Kloss's Misery Hours. Yes, he's a character. He's kind of like the Polish Nardwar. Is he Polish? He's Polish, right? Hans Kloss. All right. With a name like that, you wouldn't know. But Okay, so my name is Anita B, and this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. This is where Canadian music is played. And, let me tell you what we heard. So, as you know, that was a new Pornographers. And before that, we heard out of Abbotsford, You Say Party, with the song Love Makes the World Go Round, which is a Madonna cover that you can find on this Paper Bag compilation, Paper Bag Records. It's new. It's called True Blue. We heard another track off that compilation, which, again, is a Madonna cover from the band The Acorn. It's called White Heat. And since Val stepped into the studio, she's like, oh, I love that song by the New Pornographers, which is called Sing Me Spanish Techno. And I was like, hey, I have it right here at my fingertips, so why don't we listen to it? So this one goes out to Val. Okay. And let's see if I can do this. Whoops, let's stop that. And look at that background music. Aren't I crafty? That was not meant to be. Okay, Sing Me Spanish Techno. I think we should be ready to go. And this is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. CITR 101.9 FM. Go to hell after picking the glass off the ground. Go to hell after shaking the thing for a sound. Do we see what the clock makes you do? But I won't let this happen to you.
The engine can do, and I won't let this happen to you. Language City is a bad old place. We all know. Well, eyeballs float in space. We all know. We were tired. We can't sleep. It's crowded here. Don't sleep. Language City don't mean a thing to me. Audience and the same program is always on.
Yeah.
bishop chancellor. You took a guy when I knew what they was a winner. Knew what they really not. What's it say, teenagers, they smoke on a jail and I bitch just a kid hearing songs on a jail and I sing a song about asking the skills. We'll be right back.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the UBC West Side area at
The Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Grill, Gumdrops, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Sea salt, malt vinegar, newspaper wrapping, red sauce, tartar sauce, brown sauce.
Cool Britannia, Britannia, you are cool. Take a trip, Britons ever, ever, ever shall be hip, 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 hip,
chips with everything. CITR 101.9 FM's Great British Music Show. It's hot, hot, hot.
You didn't say when it was, man.
Oh, yeah, right. alternating Sundays, 5 to 6 p.m. The very best of the very, very Britishest.
Oh, dear. I love Quentin. He's so great. So Quentin and Dave as well. Dave is just as cool as Quentin. Those guys are awesome, and I love their show. So tune in to their show, Chips with Everything. And I forgot what time it was at, too. So hopefully the promo there explained it to you. All right. So let me tell you what we just learned. Let me tell you what we just learned. We learned that my name is Anita B. That's me. This show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And, the station here is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. All right. So what we heard was from Victoria, the band Frog Eyes. The name of the album that we heard that song from is called Tears of the Valedictorian. And the song was called Caravan Breakers. They Prey on the Weak and the Old. What a funny, crazy named song. And I played Wolf Parade prior to Frog Eyes. I wanted to play them back to back because they do share a member, let's put it that way. So Spencer Krug, who is one of the lead singers of Wolf Parade, was also on the record. He played on the record Tears of the Valedictorian from Frog Eyes. There you go. And that was while he was in Victoria prior to moving to Montreal. All right, so now we know about Frog Eyes. Now we know a little bit about Wolf Parade. The other guy in Wolf Parade, if it wasn't Spencer Krug, that's right, not Kruger. Then the other lead singer dude is, what is his name? I should know this. He's kind of my favorite lead singer guy. There's two. And there's Spencer. Now, I like them both. I mean, let's be honest. They're awesome. The other guy is, what is his last name? What is his name? Beckner. Dan Beckner. That's right. Dan Beckner. He is now in the band Handsome Furs with his lovely wife. And sadly, Wolf Parade is no longer. Wolf Parade has bitten the dust, which is a shame. Because they were my favorite Canadian band. And they still are. They're up there. They're kind of, I mean, there's a few, but at this point, I've been listening to a lot of Wolf Parade still. And anyways, the name of the Wolf Parade song from the album At Mount Zoomer that we just heard was called Language City. And then for Val, who's coming on in 5 minutes, that'd be Val Cormier. The song, let's see. Oh, I forgot to put it in my little playlist here. We heard the song, the new pornographer's song about sing Spanish to me, something like that. Have to add that into my playlist. All right, I will not be here. This is the husband drops this on me, Val. Well, I got to work, not next Wednesday, but the one after. And I'm like, yeah, okay. So does that mean I need to find another fill-in? And he's like, well, I guess so. But interestingly enough, it looks like I might have a person. Now, hopefully, fingers crossed, the lovely, isn't that nice when I'm talking and I don't know who I'm talking about? what's his face? Like the infamous DJ guy who's been filling in for me a lot. Thank you. Of course. John Tanner. Long John Tanner. Exactly. Maybe. Fingers crossed he can do it. So the request has been put out. And he's like a legend, would you say?
Yes.
A legend. He used to, now I wasn't living in Vancouver when he was on the airwaves on like a commercial station, but my husband was, and he thought, what, do you remember when he was a DJ? Apparently he was on like some cool station back in like the 80s. Playing like the Pixies and stuff like that. Like,
yeah. There was briefly a couple of cool stations.
Yeah.
That went under.
Yeah. So.
He did a video show on cable.
Oh, did he really? Yeah. So hopefully, who knows? If we're lucky, he might be able to fill in again. So, and he's really, really nice guy on top of it. He's the package, I tell you. All right. So I'm going to stop talking and hopefully it looks like I'll be back in 4 more weeks. I feel like such a bad CITR DJ, but I guess that these are the breaks, aren't they? All right, so let's move on, and we have about 3 minutes. Val will be up, like I said, at 8 o'clock, and her show, of course, is Folk Oasis. And we're going to – I'll leave you all with Hayden. This is from his 1995 album, Everything I Long For. We're going to hear the song in September. I play that song all the time, but that's because it's a good one. I mean, they're all good, but I'm kind of partial to this one. All right, and that's perfect. It's 2 minutes and 40 seconds because I'm a time-conscious kind of gal. All right, happy rock and roll, people, and I will see you in 4 weeks. My name is Anita B., and the station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Bad too.